Union University presents Faculty Focus, a series of podcasts illuminating the benefits of academic research leave. Faculty members at Union are awarded research leaves that vary in length from a semester to a full academic year. These concentrated studies frequently result in new publications and updated material for classroom teaching, but each experience is unique. Join us now as we document and showcase another research leave experience at Union University.
Welcome to another edition of Faculty Focus. I'm Mark Kaler, and joining me is Roger Stanley, who is Assistant Professor of English at Union University. Roger, thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
We're talking about faculty research leave, and I want to start by just inviting you to describe what it was you did, if you can kind of set up what your goals were and why you applied for this and what was going to happen during that research leave.
Sure. It's good to see Union provide this opportunity. I received this during my 21st year at Union, and it's good that Union is recognizing both creative work as well as critical academic work. My project, although I teach both in the literature and the writing tracks at Union, my project dealt with creative nonfiction, which is kind of a somewhat hybrid and somewhat new genre. So like the painters and poets who have gotten this leave before, I approached it from a creative end. My project, which now is under book contract, partly as a result of the opportunity afforded by the leave, is a creative nonfiction narrative. It's partly biography, it's partly memoir, it's partly travel narrative, and it has a strong pop culture Americana component to it. I've been writing about my favorite singer-songwriter, Lucinda Williams, and her going to her concert tours and coming up with a hybrid book concerning that. And we can talk about Lucinda Williams herself or the nature of the genre. Or
now, was this just a one-semester leave?
It was a one-semester leave. Most of my colleagues have gotten that. I know Patty Hamilton from English had a full-year leave, mm-hmm. but it enabled me to take time off my 12-hour teaching load in the spring of this year, the spring of 2011, and put together the book that I'd been sketching out and working on and getting the foundation for weeks, months, indeed a few years before that. So the opportunity to finish that and to land the publishing contract in the midst of it in March was much appreciated.
Tell us a little bit about her for
sure.
People who may not know much.
Sure. Lucinda Williams would not be categorized within the Christian music subgenre, although the spiritual elements of her songs are very strong. In the prologue to the book, I start out with a Grammy-winning song called Get Right With God, for which she won Best Rock Vocalist 2002. That song was appropriated in many ways by fundamentalists, although the song itself, obviously about one's relations with the deity, actually wasn't coming from that theological position. But that's an example of a song where the narrator of the song, not Williams herself perhaps, but the narrator of the song embraces a very so-called primitive brand of Christianity. Snake handling and strychnine and such are mentioned in the song. And she's examining matters of faith through that 3 to 4 minute song in very powerful ways. So Williams is a Southern songwriter, my specialty being Southern literature. Williams is the granddaughter of two Methodist pastors. And she's someone who, among other reasons, I was drawn to for the theological import of her songs. Many other reasons too, but she has won 3 Grammys, probably more of a critical favorite than a popular favorite, but she continues to perform and tour, and a large part of the book, as I said, is travel narrative about my showing up at those concerts, summers and weekends, mainly for the last few years, and then trying to pull it all together in a book.
Have you been able to talk to her as well?
I have. That takes a while. You meet the band, perhaps, and the crew after a certain amount of shows, and eventually, if you're lucky, you meet the artist. One of the chapters of the book is an interview with her, although it's not a transcript. I try to take back to my genre, creative nonfiction. I present it as a narrative summary, but it's based on an actual this actually took place a while ago, 2007, but it was actually on the tour bus after a show by a request through her manager, and I finally had that access. And so there's one chapter on that. And since, I've gotten to know her even more. Very, very engaging person.
Now, obviously, some of this you had already prepared prior to your research leave, but the research leave, it sounds as if that really gave form and gave you time to explore different aspects of this project.
It gave me a great block of time, combining the winter break with the summer following it. Even a one semester sort of leave like this enables you to have more like 8 months or nine rather than a 4 or 5 month semester, and I'm grateful for that. Yes, I had gone back to school about 7 years ago and got a second master's in MFA in creative writing, my other degree being more in the literature area. So this book is an extension of the MFA thesis that I wrote during that time. I would say the current book retains about two-thirds of the thesis material. But the other part of it, new chapters written almost exclusively from January through May of this year, really are some of my strongest chapters, I think, and the leisure and time to do that I've never had that opportunity in a regular semester for all these years, and it's good to see Union validating that and honoring that with these leaves.
We're speaking with Roger Stanley, who is assistant professor of English here at Union University. He's telling us about his faculty research leave, and you've already mentioned this to some degree, how this benefited you. What is the takeaway?
The book's essentially done. It's Michigan State University Press. I did sign the contract in March. Hopefully the book will see publication in 2012. Benefits beyond that, I mean, let's start with Union still being a teaching institution despite all the great research additions and possibilities. We've recently added a writing track within the English major, so for me to get a block of time to write this creative nonfiction manuscript really strengthens my position, and then more importantly the position of the students who are in our creative writing track. Our major is really growing, and to see someone who's produced a book, and I'm certainly not the only one who's done that in the department, but to see someone who's been able to do that is something that really students really take note of. The other benefits are maybe more obvious, but just the refreshing factor, having that time off, going back with renewed vigor into the classroom, same teaching load, but the time off has certainly been a refreshener in that sense for me and to others who've had the leave also.
I've heard that before, and it's interesting. Talk about that a little bit. You say it's refreshing, and you come back with renewed vigor.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about having that time away that invigorates you to come back into the classroom?
Right. Well, I try not to separate these things. I mean, the verb integrate you hear a lot at Union is really a valid verb, and integrating the research, broadly defined, with the teaching is what I try to be about all the time. Now, I usually choose not to teach in the short terms, and you know, many would see that as a refreshing thing, and it is. But this block of time is completely different. It's not only longer. It focuses you. It gets me back to the passion, the reason I started teaching anyway, which is to combine my love for writing with my love for sharing that in the classroom. And it's impossible not to feel that renewed sense coming back. Everyone I've talked to who's had the leave has experienced something similar. You know, at state universities, it's quite common to have the seventh or eighth year as an automatic sabbatical. Mm-hmm. We don't call it sabbatical at Union, and there's a reason for that. It's competitive. It shouldn't be automatic, I don't think. You know, the truth is I did not get the leave the first time I applied for it. I had a better project this time. I worked harder in my application. I was still competitive, and I succeeded this time. So it's something that that I hope Union will continue with. I think three of us had it last year, a maximum of four per year, and you can see the results talking to colleagues around campus.
The next steps for this are there other things that you maybe started to look at or started to think about during this research leave that could lead to future projects? I've heard that quite a bit, that
sure.
A lot of times this will start out with a certain goal in mind, and other things present themselves in the course of having so much time to be
sure.
able to look at things.
Yes, definitely. Now, whether it will be a second book or a series of articles, I'm not sure. But I mentioned earlier my specialty in Southern literature. So I'm currently thinking about that kind of pop culture, Southern lit tie-in, if you will, specifically Lucinda Williams, and probably my favorite author, Flannery O'Connor, the Southern short story writer. I published a number of papers on her in the past. So my next project may be more academic critically oriented than creative nonfiction, although it spans both. The tie-in between the two. And Lucinda Williams has actually been quoted as saying that Flannery O'Connor is her favorite author, the novel Wise Blood, her favorite book, John Huston's film of it, her favorite movie. And for that matter, Williams as a child met through her father, the poet Miller Williams, Flannery O'Connor in the last year of Flannery O'Connor's life. So there's a biographical tie-in there. There's a cultural tie-in, artistic tie-in. So my next project, certainly fostered by this leave, will be to try to tie in the pop culture songwriter with the great literary writer.
Now, you've already touched on this briefly, but in closing, I'd like to ask you, if someone's listening to this and they say, well, it worked out well for Roger Stanley, mm-hmm. but I'm a little nervous. I'm not sure that I want to step out and apply for this, and if I get it, you know, what am I going to do? Do I really have a viable project? Sometimes people have some doubts.
Right.
What would you say to them?
Yes, well, I mean, being a self-starter and being a self-motivator is a large part of it. In a sense, I think I was. Anybody might be intimidated by a space of time where you get out of your routine, and that's more of an intimidating thing. After teaching two semesters a year for 21 years, what are you going to do with the space of months there? I think you have to have a plan going in and be very self-motivated and proactive about it. I would also tell them, you know, take a chance with it. I think Union, while retaining its teaching focus, has given us more and more opportunities for research, and folks should take advantage of that. I don't say English has been dominant, but five of us in English have had this through the 9 or 10 years it has existed, and I'd like to see more people trying for that faculty-wide. I know different departments have different staffing needs. It may not be possible to take a semester off, but I would try to encourage at that level. And listeners probably know this, but Union also offers the full year leave at half pay, just to get to the logistics of it. And the one most of us have had, full pay one semester. It's very generous, and people should investigate this and come up with a project and take a chance. Don't give up. As I said earlier, I did not get it the first time, and looking back on it, I didn't get it for good reason. And I really studied the archive of proposals this time and modeled myself on a couple of specific ones, and it worked out. So not every private liberal arts school even has such a opportunity as this, so take a chance on it.
Great information and great advice. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've been speaking with Roger Stanley, Assistant Professor of English here at Union University. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mark.
You've been listening to Faculty Focus, a production of Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. Union integrates top-tier academics with Christ-centered learning in more than 100 fields of study. Union University, excellence-driven, Christ-centered, people-focused, future-directed.